and welcome back to another episode of
Cállate, Latino podcast.
I'm Victoria.
And I'm Andres.
So,
not the flema. I'm keeping that.
Oh my God, keep everything. Okay, anyways.
Okay. No, I'm going to keep that.
And? Oh yes. My God. Anyways, so guys, like we told y'all in the last episode, we thought it was going to be enough to split into two, but obviously not. Because
did we talk a lot?
Dude, and that's because we left like a couple stories out. And then after the fact, I was like, yo, I didn't talk about so-and-so.
I know,
I didn't
talk about it after.
Yeah, I didn't talk about my most toxic relationship ever. If y'all want to hear that, I mean, let us know.
Maybe there has to be another one.
Yeah, I know, just it's a lot of stuff.
So. We didn't want to do a part 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nombre.
But we will say we did get a lot of listens in our...
Yeah, we saw a jump from our previous one to our sex dating. Well, which is obvious because everybody's intrigued by like...
Intrigued or nosy?
Both.
But it's okay. Both, it's okay. I mean, that's why we put it out here because...
Yeah, and I mean, just... I don't really give a shit.
No, like, I mean, I don't either.
Like I said, my little brother fucking finding out that I'm a whore.
Whore.
Whatever.
Both of us. No news there. But yeah, so this is our part 3 of our dating relationship.
And episodes. We're literally recording this on the Friday that we were supposed to post it. But guys, like, it's been such... really busy last 2 weeks
for both of us
with work, and mainly work, honestly. Yeah. I think work has just been for both of us. We're both going through shit.
Yeah, you've been sticking to the gym. I've been slacking.
I told her that Planet Fitness revoked her membership. She hasn't gone. But I started going in the morning, which I wouldn't have never imagined I would have. But it just has really helped, like, start my day and stuff. So
I mean, if I started work every day at eight,
yeah, well,
nine,
the thing is, you start at five.
I literally start like an hour before you go to the gym.
Yeah.
So I have to wake up like 2 hours before you go to the gym.
Fucking 3 a.m. just to go to the gym. And
hell no. I think, fuck, not. Me muera, I would have to go to bed by 5 o'clock. By the time
I get out of work, I just come to sleep.
Dude,
and then wake up.
Yeah, I know. Hell no.
But anyway, yeah, so we're recording this the Friday that we were supposed to post the third part. But like I said, I mean, life gets to us. Everybody goes through it. We're adults. You know, we're having to fucking do a lot of shit. So we just had going on. And literally on Friday morning, I go to Victoria's room and I'm like, friend, don't be mad.
Or you're like, don't clock me. And I'm like, what did you do? He's like, I forgot to edit it. I'm like, no, hombre.
Yeah, it's been hectic for both of us. But we will update you guys because our next episode will be a rapidito. So we're going to get into what's been going on with both of us work-wise. Because I think it's mainly been work, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so yeah, so this is going to be the third part. In the last episode, we kind of gave you the very, very beginning of our next story, which was the traveler, which is some fucking weird bullshit.
Dude, it's like, you can't make this shit up, bro. Like, I wish we could, but we just, no, like, and
I hope the person that...
I don't give a fuck.
But I know, but it's
I told you from the, I told
you.
No, you're a weirdo if you hear this. I mean,
you don't do that. That's okay. We're just alluding to what's going on, like what happened, but it's just weird.
Y'all
like,
can be the judge of it.
Yeah, y'all can be the, but I'm sure everybody's gonna agree that that's just fucking weird. Like, don't do that. But anyway, so we'll jump right into that that story, and then we just kind of close out with some of our more memorable. Mainly
stories.
In Victoria's, I think.
Well, I mean, that's... Well, yeah, memorable, but they're not all funny. I do talk about my engagement and stuff, so...
Which I feel like we could have gone more into detail, but it's just a lot. And
yeah,
then
it's
also,
a lot.
Like, you know, like, we don't really want to dwell on that shit, so we
Andres kept telling me, he's like, if you don't want to talk about it, it's like, it's not that I don't want to, but it's the fact that it is kind of a lot. And even though I feel like we, like, well, I cut it short... I feel like there was
we
still
give you
more.
Like a spark.
Yeah,
spark
literally
notes.
Like the little seasoning you put at the end of your meal. We put like little it was just the beginning, the tip of the iceberg.
Yep. So we talk about Victoria's engagement and a couple of other more stories. I think this third part is mostly your more of your stories than mine. I think the traveler is the only one that I were like was a involved part of, in, but yeah. Technically this one was you were involved in it. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but it was more so like you, like
yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we'll pick up right off where we left off with this traveler story. So yeah, we hope you enjoy. And again, and
yeah, let us know if you agree with us that it the traveler story is weird, or are we just like. Nos creemos muchos que, you know, we're like, no, this guy is a weirdo.
No, yeah, he was a weirdo. Anyway, okay, well, enjoy.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. We do need to talk about the traveler.
Oh, Lord.
Because, guys, this is some fucking weird shit. Like, I think the fuck not. But, okay, so let me just preface by saying that if this was like a couple of weeks ago, I got a follow from somebody on Instagram. And I was like, oh, so I looked at his stuff and I was like, oh, whatever. So I followed him back. And then like a couple of hours later after I followed him back, he sent me a message on Instagram. And he was like, hey, like my name's blah, 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 blah. And I just moved here from somewhere. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to make like new friends here in Austin. Like I don't really know a lot of people.
Did he say you came up on his yes. Explore page?
He was like, you came out on my Explore page. So I hope it's not weird. Like I really just do want to make friends and like whatever, whatever. And you seem like you're really cool, whatever. And so at first I'm like, what the fuck? Like hey, I've never done that.
Pero que más dijo que something about meeting my future wife or I don't know what.
Oh or yes. He was like out. Potentially like. I also like I could meet my future wife here and I don't know what, and I'm like, okay, like I didn't think of anything of it at first because I was just like whatever, but to me it's just weird because I've never done that, like I've never messaged somebody, I don't know, whatever,
just like so much, like so fast,
yes, to each their own, whatever, right? So I was just like, oh, okay, like I wasn't, I'm not a dick either, so I was just like, oh hey, like yeah for sure, like oh interesting, you follow me on fucking your Explore page,
oh because he did whatever. Also comment on your weight loss journey,
yes. He was like, oh, I've seen that you've been working out. Like, you look great. Like, great job, whatever. And so then I'm, like, there, right? And so then I tell Victoria, like, friend, like, look, this fucking guy, like, messaged me all randomly, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. And I show her this guy's profile, and she's like...
I was like, hey, he looks familiar. I know that profile. So this guy, the traveler, he saw my dating apps, which I have my... Instagram, because I feel like sometimes it might be easier for people mm-hmm. to contact you through there, whatever, whatever. Plus, you get to see, like, more into their lives and stuff. Yeah, he had followed me and replied to a couple of my stories, but personally, yeah, did not find him attractive. So, you know, just was what it was, is what it is. I didn't respond to him, whatever. But also, he had responded to a story Andres had posted on his story but tagged me in, so I mentioned it on my story and this guy swiped up and said, oh wow, you're so fine, or I don't know what the fuck. So obviously he knew who Andres was. So then
also
I go,
you are wearing multiple pictures together yeah. on your profile, yeah, so like there's no way he wouldn't have yeah, known.
There's no overlooking that.
Yeah.
So also, yeah, so right away, I, like, get my phone. I'm like, yeah, look. I go to my message
and
request.
Show me
and
the,
I showed
yeah.
you. I was like, yeah, look. I showed
and
you, like, the
like
messages.
And it was, like, a ton of, like, yeah. response to the stories.
I showed you. And then you were like, what the fuck? What? I was like, dude. And we were at Allie. So Allie chimed in, too. And she was like, oh, what? That's so weird, blah, blah. And so we were just saying, like, oh, you should tell him, like, yeah, let's hang out. Or
yeah, so I proceed to be like, so after all of this, I'm like, dude, that's fucking weird. So I proceed to message him and I'm like, oh, sure, like, whatever, whatever. Because I was thinking, like, okay, whatever. Like, maybe he's being genuine about, like, hanging out or whatever. So I'm like, yeah, whatever, like, sure. So he's like, oh, could we exchange numbers? Like, we could text. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I started thinking, like, is he gay or, like, bi? Like, is he trying to hit on me? So we're we start texting and he's like, oh, yeah, so, like, what's up?
He was using me to get to you.
I know. For real.
It was all a show.
So we start texting and he's just asking me, like, oh, so what's up? Like, how, who, like, what, where are you from? Like, whatever. So there we are, like, blah, 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 blah. And he then proceeds to be like, oh, we should hang out. And you can invite any of your friends. Like, so, you know, like, I don't mind meeting new people, whatever, whatever.
Cállate.
He's like, I don't know if you have a roommate, like, you could invite them or whatever. So then I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So I replied to him and I'm like, oh, yeah. Or he, and I, now that I think about it, I'm like, you knew what the fuck you were saying because he goes,
yo te dije del principio.
No, I know, but I mean, we were kind of trying to see what yeah. he was going to fucking say. That's why we por eso le seguimos
la corriente. No, but it's because you were like, is he gay?
No, because he would say certain things that I'm like, are you like trying to
hit on me?
But he was just probably being nice, you know, and like just trying to get to know me. Mm-hmm. So he says something like, oh, and you can invite your roommate. I'm sure he's cool or something like that. And so I replied, and I'm like, haha, well, actually, my roommate is a female and like whatever. And he like ignores that part and just continues talking. And so then I don't know what happened that like I told him, like, he goes, he's like, I finally asked him. I'm like, hey, my roommate says that you look very familiar. Like, did you add her by any chance before? Because we also noticed he had unfollowed you. Mm-hmm. After, I guess, you didn't give him the attention he wanted, he unfollowed you, whatever. So I was like, hey, quick question. I'm like, do you by any chance know my roommate? Her name is Victoria. And I sent him a screenshot of, like, one of your pictures from Instagram. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is her, by the way, because I told her about you, you know, because you wanted to hang out. And I told her that we could maybe hang out one day. And she says that you look very familiar. I was like, she doesn't remember from where. Obviously, you did, but I wasn't trying to be a dick right away. So I was like, she was like, she says she remembers you from somewhere, but she really can't, like, pinpoint you. Like, did you follow her on Instagram at some point? And he replies, and he's like, oh, that's your roommate? He's like, I thought you said your roommate was a guy. And he's like, no, I don't know her, but I don't know what. And I was like, I did tell you my roommate was a guy.
I saw her a girl. On dating apps.
Yes.
Blah, blah. But yeah,
and then he's like, wow, she's beautiful or something like
no,
that.
No, but I saw her in dating apps, but I knew I never would have a chance with her because she's God's gifts to earth.
She's out of my... He also said that you were out of his league.
Yeah, but she's God's gifts to earth. I would be... I don't know what the fuck. Won't show.
Yeah, so then I'm like... So then I reply and I'm like, okay, well, just letting you know, like, I'm kind of getting the vibe that literally the only reason why you followed me was to, like... try, like, I start becoming more, because I hate that, like, that's fucking weird, dude. Like, don't do that. If she didn't pay attention to
well
you,
first
fucking
of all that's
around.
Weird yes. Second of all, that's annoying. Like, don't use me to try to get to somebody else. That's,
yeah,
that's
like, that's
rude.
Fucked up to try to be friends with somebody because you only have one thing in mind. So anyway, I got pissed, so I started telling him, like, well, I just think it's a little weird that, like, you know, like, you were trying to talk to me, like, that's literally all.
Yeah,
I
like what a
of.
coincidence.
Yes. And so he starts being like, what? No, I didn't even know you guys were roommates. Like, I didn't even know, like, y'all knew each other. Like, I promised you that, like, I didn't know. Like, I'm not, I promised you that I'm not gonna ask her out. Like, I would never, ever do that. Like, and I don't know what. Bitch. Like, a day later, hey, would your friend, like, would your roommate like to go on a date with me? Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, so that pissed me off even more. And I was like, I thought you said you weren't going to ask me, like, to go out with my roommate. Like, that's not how you go about things. And then, so I started being straight up with him. And I was like, if she didn't give
you... No,
the...
and then you told her. She showed me the message.
Yes. And so I started being real fucking...
Because I had told Andres. I'm like, just tell him. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
And I didn't want to be a dick.
I was like, I'll send you the screenshots. And Andres was like, no, friend, that's mean. And I don't know what... Dude.
But,
él le valió madre,
but what pissed me off was that he was like, I'm not going to ask you. I ask her out. Like, I promise you. Like, I'm just trying to be friends with everybody. And then for him to then be like, hey, would your roommate like to go on a date with me? I was like, ugh. So that's when I started telling him, I'm like, oh, by the way, like, my friend did actually show me the screenshots of, like, the stories. He's like, it was only, like, a couple. And I was like, it was not a couple. I'm like, it was a lot of them. And she never replied until you eventually unfollowed her. And then you went to follow me, didn't you? Mm. Like, because, and he was like,
didn't you?
He's like, you're accusing me of, like, I don't know what. And he's like, that's fucked up of you. Like, trying to reverse psychology, like, it was fucked. That's fucked up of you. Like, that's mean. Like, I was just trying to be friends. And I was like, dude, you're a fucking psycho. Like,
pero acabarla. What did he say? You're going to regret treating me like
I
this.
I know. Like, I was like, is this a threat? Like, I'm a little scared. Like, what the fuck?
Dude, and I told Andres, what? Is he fucking threatening you? Who the fuck does he think he is? He's like, if you're the one. Trying to get him to get me.
Like,
to
if I'm the fucking weird one that messaged the, like, and so then I started telling
sinvergüenza,
him. I started telling
pendejo.
Him. I'm like, I was like, you had to have known we knew each other. Like,
I am
on multiple pictures. I've been on her stories. Like, he's like, I never once saw you on there. Like,
But the one of the one stories, it was of me, you, and Ernie that he replied to.
Yeah, I think the fuck not. So then eventually, like, he was just like, you're really fucked up for this. Like, I was honestly only trying to be friends. He's like, but I don't want to talk about it anymore. Have a good one. And then he unfollowed me.
No, pero también, also, like, towards the end, before that, he's like, so we're not going to hang out.
So you're not going to ask her on a date for me? No, he didn't say that. But he did say, like,
so we're not going to hang out.
No, like, no, you fucking psychopath. The fuck? And I told him, I'm like, hey, by the way, like, this is not how you ask girls on a date. Like, don't have somebody else do the work for you.
Cringe, like, times 100 pre.
Dude, fucking no. No. So, guys, stop being fucking weird. Do not add girls' gay BFFs to get to them. Like,
dude, I never
that
thought
is
of,
fucking disgusting.
I never thought of that in my life. I never thought.
Like, that's extreme. Like, obviously, if she didn't follow you back and she didn't message you back to any of the 1,000 messages you sent, she is not interested, bro. Get it in your head. She is not interested.
I again, sticking with the cringe stories, let's talk about Mr. Dick Pic.
Oh, my God. This one's a quick one because he was literally just fucking...
So, yeah, I feel like... No, well, yeah, I did see that he had ended up following me through Tinder or whatever. And he was, like, he was pretty cute. Like,
I don't think he was, like, super cute, but he wasn't, like...
Yeah, like, yeah. Pero pasaba.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cute. Anyway, so he followed me. I followed him back because, like, yeah, he was okay. And, like, messaging at first was cool, whatever, we're messaging. He was like, oh, you should come to my place sometime. And that's when I was already like, oh, like, really, we're going to start with that. Like, I mean, like, we were messaging fine. Like, the conversation was good, whatever.
But then that kind of tells you where they're headed.
Yes,
at.
That's why I'm like, red flag. And then, de repente, like, yeah, I hadn't responded to him. And then he ends up sending me, I don't even know if it was a picture. I know he had sent me, like, a picture, but also a video of him, like, jerking off. Like, who makes these guys?
And we go back to the same thing. Guys, stop fucking complaining that y'all can't date anymore during the Me Too movement. No, stop doing shit like this. Like, why are you sending unsolicited dick pics to girls? Like, they obviously don't, like, they didn't ask for it. Like, don't send them. Like, I told Victoria, I'm like, dude, you should fuck with him. Like, respond and
no,
be like.
No, so at the time, I was kind of
talking to somebody we're going to talk about next.
Yeah, talking. I mean, I guess at the point dating. I don't know. Talking,
no,
whatever.
No, I was not dating.
Well, I mean, because obviously we were like long distance or whatever. But anyways, so his nickname is Seal. A little backstory to that because I'm not mean. But I had tagged Andres in a Pluckers Seal. It was like a video, but it was like when the food is coming to your table. And it's like a video of a seal like with like a weird face.
Whatever.
They're like excited. I don't know. But anyways, I literally tagged Andres because I was like, oh, like us, like, you know, getting pluckers, right? But Andres is like, this reminds me of somebody. And I'm like, yo, stop. Like, that's not even like, what? I'm over here talking about pluckers and you're over here talking like this reminds me of somebody. But anyways, I was talking, dating, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
It's not
in,
dating.
In relations with Seal.
No, you were just talking.
I was in relations with Seal because we had sexual relations. Oh. I did not have sexual relations.
Okay, Bill Clinton.
I did have sexual
relations. Bill Clinton
has. I did have sexual relations with this man.
I fucking can't.
Anyway.
Now, Bill.
That's what I'm saying. In relations. I do not have sexual relations with this woman. Bitches. I know. Bien cristiano el way. But anyways, you know, relations, whichever sex role, whatever, whichever which way you want to see it, look at it, whatever. I was in relations with him. I had already been in sexual relations with him. And so this guy, he sends me his dick pic video, whatever, after the fact I was in relations with the guy I was in relations with. And can we say this to be quite frank?
Just say it. Fuck it.
So Seal's weenie.
Whatever. It was good. It was. Yeah. It was good. Whatever.
Really
okay.
Good. But anyway, so yeah, this man, he sends me his little pic video of his little peepee.
And because you sent it, we're about to fucking roast your ass because you shouldn't be sending these. So fuck you.
So Andres was like, "Tell him something, whatever." And then I'm like, "That's it?" Question mark. And he's like,
because
that's
not
enough.
I'm not gonna lie, his dick was not like,
it was not, yeah.
It wasn't any, it wasn't like, at least if it was fucking good, I would have been like, okay, fine, I'll take it, but whatever. No. Yeah, no.
So Andres was like, tell him. I was like, that's it, question mark. And he's like, it's not enough, or what the fuck did he say? Something like that. Some
fucking bullshit like that.
And I was like, well, after what I had this past week, that's nothing. I don't know what the fuck I said. And then he's like, you didn't seem to be the type to judge by size, but I guess I was wrong. Like, bitch, that again!
Yeah, like, wow, I didn't know you were this type of person. Like,
you didn't seem to strike me as the type to judge by size. I don't know what. And I'm like, what? Like, first of all, you don't even know me. And I was like, you don't even know me. Like, what? Like,
he didn't stop there. He fucking sent you, like, another video. Like,
yeah, and I was like, yo, like, stop, like, what? Like, I don't know. Yes, I do know I could have blocked him, but it was just kind of amusing. Just, it's amusing how guys, like, I don't know what it is. The motherfucking audacity some men have. Dude. And it literally just, it's mind-blowing, literally. But going back to Mr. Seal.
Yes, but just really quick before we get to that. Mm-hmm. Guys, stop sending unsolicited dick pics. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. It's shit like this is going to happen when the girls are going to take these videos and pictures and show them to their gay BFFs. And then they're going to roast you.
Nah, you know what? So you need to
shut the fuck up.
You know what I'm looking to do next? I'll look for your mama on your socials. Test me, bitch. Say I won't.
Guys, somebody...
Somebody send her. Say I fucking won't, dude. I'll fucking look for your mom. I'll find your mom and I'll say, can you please have your specimen?
Your fucking piece of shit ass fucking human that you
threw out of your vagina. Sadly, you went through all of that pain to create this. No, I would, I want somebody to fucking do it. And I want your mom to have an Instagram. Even then, I'm fucking
looking for her on Facebook.
I'm a detective.
And if she doesn't have a Facebook or an Instagram, fucking bet that we'll find her address.
Hey, I'll search in the yellow book.
Fucking bet that we will find her fucking address in the yellow pages. Dude. And we're going to fucking print these motherfucking pictures out.
Dude,
and we're
going
to send them to her.
Help me, bitch.
No, so guys, stop. If you're thinking about sending Victoria,
I'll create a list. It's gonna be me, a group chat. It's gonna be me, you, Alia, Talia. You're ni para acabarla. Y'all need to help me find this person so I could send the pictures.
And I will say, Victoria does not show me pictures of like every guy or anything. No,
if it's a person I'm talking
about. Yes, no.
I ain't doing that.
Just so people are not like, why do they show each other? No. But people like this who just like who gave, like, Victoria never was like, let me see your dick, or no. And then you send shit like that, like, best believe she's gonna show it to me and we're gonna fucking laugh at you,
dude. And like, we literally thought to tell him like, that's it, he'll get like embarrassed and be like, oh, well, I had better this week, dude. No, he still sent like a video, two more videos after that, or
he was still like, it's not about the size stuff, like, let me show you how to, I don't.
Who cares?
Next.
Anyways.
Fuck that guy. And fuck anybody else that sends unsolicited dick pics, so.
Period.
Try us.
But, Mr. Seal.
So, let's get into this big one.
What's...
Oh, Seal.
I don't have anything to talk about. It's literally... almost how it... Ended up.
It
is what it is now. We kind of ended up clearing the air because first it was kind of left questionable. But anyways, Mr. Seal was one of my very good friends. That's how we met. That's how we ended up talking. And things were good and shit. But then my anxiety, I guess, became too much. And he was like, if you're going to let your... Like, let's for the record just say... That's when the whole winter storm shit happened. Obviously, the winter storm was a lot of work in regards to the winter storm because everybody was going crazy. Buying groceries and stuff just was crazy. So just life all around was so crazy. My anxiety had already been kind of up the roof. And then especially with that coming and work. And it was just so much. And then like, I don't know, just when you're talking to somebody, kind of, it's always good to have reassurance, not so much to make myself feel better. Like, I've always said, and it really ticked me off that he was like, if you're going to need validation for yourself to make yourself feel better, like, and your anxiety, like, I don't want to be a part of that. Bitch, I don't need, the only person who validates myself is me. My motherfucking self. Fifi is my motherfucking self. I've literally, like, almost all my past relationships have been to where the other person feels they need validation for me, and it becomes a situation where they're insecure with themselves, so then it's just exhausting the relationship and insecurities, and they're jealous and stuff like that. So how are you gonna sit there and tell me? And I've literally have been on the other, that, you know, the opposite side of the spectrum, to where it's exhausting, and it just, you know, I understand. And obviously I like, with my longest relationship, it was almost 5 years. So it's not like I'm like, fuck you type of situation. You know, I try to be super understanding, super helpful, super supportive, you know, that kind of partner. But obviously it gets to a point where it's like, yo, enough's enough, right? So yeah, I've been on the other side of the spectrum. So how are you going to sit there and tell me that, well, if you need validation, I don't need fucking validation. I know. I've told my partners at the time, like, you can't seek validation from me. Seek validation for yourself. Be happy with yourself, and we can be happy together. So how is he gonna tell me that, well, if you're seeking validation for yourself, no, I just wanted validation for whatever, because, like, how I said, how Andres is over here saying y'all weren't dating, but I'm over here kind of saying, like, well, we kind of have established that, and, you know, it was just kind of like a very questionable situation all around. So it's just,
questionable is an understatement.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like, all I wanted, like, I was super stressed, like, and it's also just one of those things where you're super stressed with life, so why do you want to be stressed and questioning what relations you have going on? So it's just like, what is this type of situation? Like, help me feel better about this. Like, help me kind of clear the air, because I'm tired of being foggy in all the other areas of my life, and then be foggy here too. So just, like, help me clear this out, right? But he was like, no, if you're going to let your anxiety, what did he say? If you're going to let your anxiety control how you feel and how you act, which is totally not the case, because all I wanted was, you know, just to kind of talk about what, and he just was not having it. And I literally told him, like, okay, well, can we kind of talk about this or whatever, or can we talk about it later? Oh, well, yeah. And then the storm hit, so my phone wasn't working for like 2 days. So then I finally got back to him, like, totally after the fact, and just told him, like, if you want to talk about it later, like, because this happened. Also, let me just tell y'all, so insensitive. He never once said, like, oh, I hope you're okay, I hope you and Andres are okay, or I hope things are good. Not once. And I feel like then I should have known, like, you're not going to care. But anyways, yeah, bro, like, yeah, like, not once did he say, oh, that's, I'm sorry or something. Because if y'all don't know what happened with us in the snowstorm, that's a couple episodes back. We did kind of talk about it. But anyways, yeah, it was mentally exhausting for us, physically and mentally. So just to have somebody be like, hey, or at least pretend you fucking care, I don't fucking know, like, shit, like, oh, no, I'm sorry, like I'm sorry, but blah blah blah. But yeah, I was like, hey, yeah, my phone was fucked up, I didn't have service, if you want to talk about it later, whatever. He's like, I have nothing to talk about. Wow. And yeah, It's a little much. I mean, I feel like Andres is more annoyed by the situation than I am. But there's a reason behind that. Do you want to elaborate?
Where do I start? I don't know. I feel like certain things, I don't know. And I get it. Like, everybody has their own, like, way of doing things. And you can only be a friend to a certain extent. And you can just tell somebody, like, hey, I don't think this is good. Like, to me, there's a lot of shit, but whatever. Like, at the end of the day, everybody's gonna make their own decisions.
Yeah, like, como dice, you know? My mom, like, with us, especially now that we're all older and grown, she's like, I don't even like to tell you guys anymore. Not so much, like, because she doesn't care, but she's like, at the end of the day, everybody's gonna do what they want to do, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. To me, I just was like, friend, like, I don't know. I don't think, like, to me, it just seemed like it was too fast. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot get to know somebody. Like, from the time you went to on this trip mm-hmm. with him. Mm-hmm. You had only known him for what, 2 weeks prior to that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot get to know somebody in 2 to 3 weeks. You can't.
Ah, pero yo tampoco. I didn't say, yeah, I totally know him, guys, like, for the record. But yeah, you just thought still, like, I should just not have gone on the trip and stuff.
Yes. And also just, like, to me, it just becomes this thing of, like, I think you're setting yourself up for failure mm-hmm. when you rush into things so quickly. Like, and we've already talked about this. Like, I personally would have never gone on a trip to mm-hmm. meet up anybody after knowing them for 2 weeks.
No, yeah. And then,
like, I remember, especially if I only met them for prior to that, like a couple of days mm-hmm. and then texted them for like 2 weeks. Like, I would still be like, no, I don't fucking know.
Well, it's funny because you were like annoyed with me that I was going, right? And then you were like, finally, like, I mean, you were like annoyed and you were mad, right? And then, pues, yeah, like, I think the next day or later that day, you're like, for the record, like, yeah, like, it's annoying, but I want you to know I support you, blah, blah. We kind of just, like, cleared it out.
Yeah, because
I'm not... And you were like, I mean, you're a good friend. But you were also like, I mean, I still think it's crazy, but I mean, if you're going to go, like, whatever. And then you were like, I would hope if I was doing whatever, you would tell me not to go. And you were like, you would tell me not to go, Victoria. I was like, friend, I would say go. Like, why the fuck not? Like,
I'm like reconsidering the friends that I
have. Oh yeah, you were like, what? You would, yeah.
It's because, and I guess, like, this is the more analytical part of me. Like, mm-hmm. like I said, and how we were saying in our first episode, like, I've never been on dates. Like, I don't really have a love, like, a relationship history. But, like, Victoria said, like, you don't necessarily need that sometimes to be able to know and talk about relationships. Mm-hmm. You know? And I feel like I'm like that. Like, I told Victoria, like, it's just because I'm protective of my friends. Like, mm-hmm. I want to make sure my friends do not get hurt, that they don't get mm-hmm. sad, that they don't get fucking destroyed. Vice versa with my mm-hmm. guy friends, too. Like, I don't want them to be hurt by somebody they like or whatever.
Bitches and hoes.
Yes.
Or dicks and hoes. Dicks and hoes.
So that was just my whole thing. I just felt things were way too fast. And I was like, are you... Like, in my head, I could not wrap my head around. Like, it's... Obviously, it's a trip. And like, oh my God. Yes, I get it. But I just would never feel comfortable with somebody I don't know. Like, it's just... That just, to me, is so weird. Like, you know? So... But that's, like, beside the point. But, yeah. I feel like with this whole thing, like, I just... think he didn't want to take the time to understand you. And for there's sure. just a lot of things he said that to me put him as somebody who thinks like they are above mm-hmm. and like they are better and that they are, you know, like the alpha, like they're mm-hmm. they're the ones, like the woman is just kind of there to like accompany mm-hmm. and I don't like that. Like, I'm not saying he was like misogynistic or anything, because I don't know this guy.
So we will say, like, at the end of the day, we don't fully know him. I feel like just in general, I feel like even when you feel, even like as a mom, a sister, even family members, even best friends, whatever, husbands and wives, whatever, even if you feel like you fully know somebody, you never fully know
you
somebody.
Don't.
Because everybody's constantly changing. Yep. You just never know. But also, yeah, there was never, like I said, kind of we ended up talking eventually. But even then, that was kind of like rocky because it just did not end well still. And yeah, so we're not, I mean, like on talking terms, just because I felt super disrespected. Like, yeah, going back to the whole aspect of him telling me like, no, you felt like you needed a validate. No, I felt super, like, I literally disrespected that you don't even know me. And then plus to not even give me the opportunity to kind of, like, even just pretend. Like, I told Andres, like, just pretend you give a little bit of a fuck. Like, just pretend that we went on a trip, like, a week or two ago. Like, just pretend. Just give me the chance to hear me out. Even if you don't hear me out, just pretend that you do. And then be like, okay, that's fine, but I still don't see this going anywhere. Fine, I respect that. I'm not fucking in high school and middle school. Like, I totally get it. Like, I'm not gonna be like, no, we have to make it work. Like, no. Like, totally. I've been in toxic, like, relationships to the point where they have also made me toxic. Totally past that. Totally, yeah, definitely. But
the thing is, like, he acted like you were the only one that had issues.
That's true.
The thing is, it's like, I get it. Like, obviously, and anxiety in relationships is not okay. Mm-hmm. It's not good because it can affect something. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's like, that is the reality of this. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say he didn't address it now. Mm-hmm. you're gonna have to fucking address it later on sometime, when y'all are together. Yeah, like, it's gonna, you're gonna have to address it. If not, it's not gonna go anywhere. So part of it to me is good that he said it at the beginning, because better than him not doing anything, and then y'all end up in a relationship and then it turns to shit. Like, for that would have been worse.
I mean, that's what we ended up saying, that
better now than later.
Yeah, that's what we ended up saying. Like, that, I mean, that's fine. If he sees it that way, cool. I mean, obviously, I wasn't going to, like, force him to stay with me or whatever. Yeah, better now than later, you know, where things got more serious or whatever. But, yeah, definitely, I definitely agree. Because, obviously, if you can't respect each other's viewpoints and standpoints and the way you feel and the way you think about things and, you know, whatever, whatever. Like, obviously, that wasn't going to work. That's why I said, like, I mean, it sucks, but at least, like, you know, it is what it is, and I'm not gonna be all crazy. Like, no, you have to be with me. Like,
no, well, yeah.
No, obviously, he couldn't talk about the situation and talk about, or care enough to talk about my feelings. I mean, that's just our outlook. Maybe he did care. I don't fucking know. He had a weird way of showing it, if he did, or just didn't want to show it.
No, because I think it's people who don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because they think that their relationship is gonna be just all great. And it's like, well, you're fucking in for something, because...
Yeah. That's not that.
You're not going to find a relationship that you find the fucking perfect person that you're not going to dislike one thing about them.
Well, like, yeah, but not only so much that, but it's like, not everything is going to be how you want it to be. So, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I think the thing that aggravated me the most about this one specifically was the fact that he didn't even, like, give you a chance to, like, explain...
No, that's what I'm saying.
...your feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, he automatically... What, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem with, like, mental illness and, like, you know, like, anxiety and whatever, like... Any of those type of things, like feelings, like people that don't want to acknowledge it, to me, that's a red flag. Mm-hmm. Because you have to talk about these type of things, like, mm-hmm. you know, and to me, when people are this way, where they don't want to talk about it, is a lot of, I feel like they have this thing of, like, they're never wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the problem. Mm-hmm. So it was real easy for him to be like, your anxiety is the issue. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of being like, okay, well, let me understand why this is going on. Or, you know,
why, like, are you feeling like this?
Yeah, or, but yeah. To automatically be like, no. Like, yeah, to throw it all away just because you didn't understand one mm-hmm. thing. I think that to me was the thing that annoyed me the mm-hmm. most about this whole
but
situation.
But also that goes back to, like, I don't know if you wanted me to be like, oh, well, no, I'm sorry. Like, I'm just like, okay, well. Like I said, I've been in toxic relationships. I've been mm-hmm. to the point where they turn me toxic. And, you know, that goes into... That's a whole different story, right?
Yeah.
But to the point where I've been like, no, like, we need to talk. Like, I was like... I literally didn't respond. When he was like, there's nothing to talk about, I did not respond to him. Because I was like...
Well, okay. And then something happened later where you guys spoke again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And in the way that he was communicating with you, I told Victoria, I'm like, dude,
he's... Well, yeah, I was... I was. She was like... He literally... Oh, so I... That's what I'm... That... Real quick, I had said, like, oh, well, if you want to talk about it, whatever, and that's when he said, there's nothing to talk about. A couple months later, when we kind of talked, whatever.
But it wasn't like a talk.
Yeah,
y'all
it was,
just
yeah.
It was hashed it out.
Just, well, kind
because of. Because he wanted to be friends, but it's
yeah.
like...
But anyways, he was kind of like, well, yeah, you're the one, like, I wanted to talk, and I was like, I literally sent him a screenshot, and I'm like, wait, what?
I literally said
if you want to talk, and oh, and then just to go to show that he completely, like, oblivious to that text, where I was like, no, I had said I wanted to, yeah, he just disregarded it.
And I go back to that. It's those guys that it's no, they're right. Like, they cannot be wrong. Like, they mm-hmm. cannot be wrong. The woman is a crazy one. Like, mm-hmm. and like I said, this is just my opinion. This is just how I saw stuff. I am by no means saying that this guy is anything, because I don't know him. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know the guy. But I mean, I'm only going to base it off of how you treated my friend and the things you mm-hmm. told her. Like, this is stuff I saw and heard and, like, read mm-hmm. what he said. Like,
and then it gets to the point also where it's like, am I crazy? Like, am I? Like, you know, like...
Yeah, then yeah, you start,
like, questioning yourself. Like, wait, am I being a bitch? Like, was I fucked up? And I will say there was, like, a point where I fucked up because in regards to my anxiety, like, I hadn't texted him literally for one day. And he was like, you didn't text me for, like, 2 days. Like, bitch, wait, what? Like, I... You know, calm down a little bit. But anyways, that's your guys' point. That's the seal. And that just, yeah.
Crazy.
So yeah, and then also, I feel like
the elephant in the room. Why Fifi? The fuck do you look at Fifi,
you
bitch? Fuck you, fat.
Anyways, is the fact that I've been engaged before.
Wait, which is the biggest, not the biggest, but like we've talked, we've like mentioned it and we've kind of, you know, have previewed it in other episodes about like this story. So I just want to make sure that like
crazy life.
We touch on it because it, I feel like it was something that was, like, I mean, it's part of who you are.
Wait, what? No. No, but fuck? No, it honestly, never even happened. I mean, it just depends on the person. Just depends, like, if it comes up on conversation and stuff like that. But usually, like, if I go on a date with somebody, I'll make, like, depending on the situation, I'll bring it up or whatever. But, yeah, I've been engaged before. And the only reason I bring it up is because, obviously, it happened, right? And I don't want to be seen as a liar. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to come up or, like, you know.
Or someone find out
And then they're like, wait, what? Yeah, because definitely not a liar. Don't want to be perceived as one. But also, it, like I've said before, it's literally just a piece of shit thing that happened in my life. And just the way it ended and just the way he went about things. It made me question, like, so were we even engaged type of situation? But I mean, yeah, point blank period.
No, you were engaged.
Yeah. Now you're like,
but
I'm sadly to tell you, but you were.
I but took if your, we're choosing to.
I took your engagement pictures. Ruh-roh. But anyway, what? If we're choosing to what?
No, I was like, no, it definitely happened. But if we're choosing to acknowledge it, that's a different story.
Acknowledge what? No, yeah, so I mean, yeah,
so tell us about who we've nicknamed already before. Trash.
So it was at the point in time I met him at the point in time when I would travel to Austin to visit you and Allie. I mean, I eventually became closer to you, but at the time Allie, whatever. And I mean, met him at a club. Red flag.
Wow. Such a
club night.
21st century romantic story. That's Romeo and Juliet.
We all know how that ends. Luckily, me and him didn't kill each other. But anyways, I met him at a club. And literally at a point in time in my life where I was good. I was living life. And I literally had told him, like, I don't know how you got my attention. Because I wasn't looking to fuck with any guy. Like, wasn't really, yeah. And that just goes also back to me saying, like, literally all the guys I've talked to, it's because they pursue me. I don't pursue them just because I'm chilling. Like, I've always just been by myself if I'm not in a relationship, but I'm fine by myself, you know? Even more so now. But at that time, at that point in my life, I was living life. It was fun, whatever. And met him. He was really nice. Things were cool, whatever. Ended up like going back home. We had each other on socials, never really talked after that. It was kind of whatever. Ended up kind of like reconnecting, and then I came up to visit again, but I had stayed with him. Literally, like, it was my first time like hanging out with him post that one night we met, and ended up staying with him.
Questionable.
And, yeah. Ended up staying. Yeah.
Definitely.
All disappointed. Yeah.
Even know. Fifi's like, fucking dumb bitch.
Ruh-roh. Are you talking about Theo Trash? Anyways, I ended up staying with him. Things were good, whatever. Obviously, it was just another situation that moved too fast. And I feel like also, I mean, there are situations where that move too fast and they work. There was just a situation where he thought he, like, liked my attitude. And I will say I wasn't at the best. Like, not to say I was, like, all fucked up in the head and a piece of shit person, but definitely a better person than when I was, like, in regards to, like, my attitude and my, like, getting triggered by certain things. And, you know, I wasn't as fair as I should have been with him, you know. Definitely didn't give him the benefit of the doubt sometimes, but also towards the end, he just went about things horribly. But, moved too fast. We ended up getting engaged, like, 4 months.
I don't remember really.
Let me see.
I blocked that out of my mind.
I know. It's a little blurry over here on this side. But 4 to 6 months. I'm really not sure. I want to say it was 5 months into the relationship.
I want to say, yeah, because it was like half a year.
Mm-hmm. 5 months into the relationship, we ended up getting engaged. And just also the way he went about it, just kind of a turn off. Because, like,
can I just say that I remember the day.
God, we were bowling.
Yes, and then if he couldn't fucking make it more obvious, he might have just asked you right there where the fuck we were, because he, like, we're all, it was awkward as fuck.
Literally, like, dude, like, he was so, like, just thinking about, that's what I'm saying, like, It's just, okay, so you know how people say, like, obviously you're going to get mad if the person's stupid. He was literally stupid, guys. Like, I don't know, like, not to be mean, but, like, example. This is a perfect example.
Like, we were bowling. I can't remember, but Victoria remembered. Mm-hmm. And we're there, and it was just the most awkward fucking thing I had ever been a part of. But we're there, and then in front of Victoria was, like, me, Victoria.
Jackie, Myra.
Yeah, it was in the Valley. It was main event. Yeah. And we're there, like, chatting, whatever, having fun. And then all of a sudden, in front of everybody, he's like, not in front of everybody, but he was loud. He was not trying to make it. Yes. It was me, Victoria, and we're there, like, talking. And then he goes something like, hey, can I show you something? Like, something that I have planned? Like, I don't know what. And he pulls out his phone and, like, goes like this and shows me a fucking ring. Like, first of all, how do you want me to react to that? Like, how? So I'm like, oh, and he's like, yeah, but don't tell her, like, in front of Victoria's, like, 1 foot away right and there. And he
was like, that's what I'm saying, not trying to be secretive, like. Like,
real awkward. And Victoria's like, what? Like, what are you showing him? And then she was, like, asking me, she's like, what did he show you? And I'm like, I'm just there, like, what the fuck just happened
but here? But also, like, that's, like, another thing that about him that really, like, would, like, like, still thinking about it, like, grind my gears, like, it literally, like, it's fucking, like, pinching me in the back of my neck. Like, he's all about the clout. And this is something else that we'll go into real quick in the regards to that one tweet. The one of a, yeah, all about the clout. All about the motherfucking clout. So obviously, like, him showing you, like, not trying to be secretive, like, what did he expect? Like, do you not think? Like, are you stupid?
It's so stupid. Oil. Like, he triggered. But it's also like, you don't, like, the situation it puts me in as her friend, one of her best friends, the situation it puts you in that you're right there. Like, dude, could you not make it any more fucking awkward? Like, I just don't understand how somebody has no perception of, like,
dude, he's literally
his surroundings. He's like, that is stupid. The most awkward shit. It was the most awkward moment of my entire life. In my head, I'm like, okay, so is he asking her to marry? Like, what the fuck is this ring? Is this an engagement? But I wasn't going to ask him. That's where that's my 2 cents right
there. That's what I'm saying. Perfect example of how, like, idiotic and stupid, like, and just he didn't think, like, about certain things. But anyways, so yeah, we ended up getting engaged, like, super, like, yeah. And he didn't even, like, try to hide it either. Like, he had bought himself a ring just because he had heard that, like, oh, I don't even want to talk about it because people are gonna be like, Victoria, you were with this person, I'm so embarrassed. No, but he was, like, over here, like, he had a ring on when we were FaceTiming, and I was driving from the Valley to Austin that the day or night he proposed to me, and he was kind of, like, showing off that he had a ring, like, what? Like, was
hinting at you.
My God. Anyway, so, yeah, well, I ended up saying yes just because, like, we were in a relationship, and, well, you know, like, I really did appreciate our relationship just because, I mean, looking back at the way he treated me, like, obviously when things were, like, good or whatever, even when we were, like, argue, like, things were good or whatever, it wasn't nothing, like, very, like, traumatic or what's it called, like, abusive mm-hmm. in any which way, shape, or form. So yeah, just obviously, like just if you take a view back, like, definitely one of or if not the best relationship I've been in, right? Despite, like, all the bullshit. But yeah, and then just eventually he ended up just analyzing and realizing that he didn't like my attitude just because I was such a bitch. Apparently I was the worst person he ever met in his life, and just, I mean, my outlook on it was he just could, but I mean, there were certain aspects in regards to, I mean, our sexual history, I guess, that just also didn't help. But just things, yeah, he just had this really bad attitude. He had grown to have this really bad attitude due to a medication he was taking, and he didn't know how to, like, work with it, control it. And so he literally took that out on me. Again, I have my faults. I'm not perfect. But, yeah, just he ended up, like, my outlook on it was we were just incompatible. We didn't work out. I'm that girlfriend or in the relationship. Like, I'll work at it unless, like, obviously if you fucking cheat on me, that's different. But if we can, like, communicate, try to work at it, like, let's work things out situation, cool.
And I even told Victoria that sometimes, too, like, friend, te pasaste de verga, like,
oh yeah,
you can tell me. But the thing is, like, you acknowledged that, and you but knew that sometimes.
Not. Yeah, he would not.
Yeah, you knew that you sometimes had fucked it up, mm-hmm. and you took responsibility for some of the things that mm-hmm. you did or said. But he was like,
but him was like, no, you, no, I don't care. I reacted this way because you pissed me off. And it's just like, no, it don't matter. If you know, that's the thing too. Like, even for me, like, be a grown up. Like, it doesn't matter how mad somebody gets you. Like, you just don't act a certain way. You don't act out a certain way. Like, we're not fucking kids. Like, no. But yeah, I owned up to a lot of things, but he just couldn't. And yeah, towards the end of the relationship, well, he was just like, I couldn't do this anymore. And it was just like a little bit of a mess. Like, he literally like kicked me out. We've talked about it kind of before. He literally kicked me out. I will say, I had been wanting to move to Austin since 2016, but obviously I moved as soon as I did, like as soon as I was done with school, just because he was like, oh babe, I got you, you know. Yeah, don't worry about finding a job so soon. I will say, I did kind of take a little bit longer to find a job just because I was scared, you know, type of situation. But anyways, I ended up finding a job. But then by the time he kicked me out, I wasn't even going to receive, I hadn't received a first check at all.
You were at work for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. But then when I was going to receive my check, it was only going to be half my check because it was bi-weekly, but I had only worked there like that 1 week for that one pay period. But yeah, he didn't give a fuck. Like, literally, like, he was, like, he literally was treating me like I was some hoe he had met at a club. I mean, I was. Just kidding. But, like, as if we hadn't been engaged, yeah. You know? And he was like, no, we'll figure it out. Go stay with Andres or Ali or whoever the fuck you need to go stay with.
Like, which brings me to a point where, like, later on when he tried to, like...
Oh, yes.
He was like, I did that because I knew that you had really good friends that would support you. Like...
Not okay, sir.
No, dude. Like, yes, we're obviously supportive friends and we did help you. But how much of a fucking shitty person do you have to be like, well, it's not my problem. They can take over it. Like, and then try to use that as an empowerment moment. Like, I only did it because I knew the type of friends you have. And I know they're great friends and they could have they took care of you. Like,
So, man, yeah, fucking... I will say, because also for whichever family friends that had him on Facebook, or and even if you're not my friend anymore and you hear this and you had him on Facebook, because I know we have some peeping hoes, and he literally so embarrassing. I'm not one to put my private life out there like that. Literally, I've said, we post what we allow people to see, what we want people to see. I don't want people out here knowing that I'm getting kicked out by some fucking crazy-ass motherfucker, like... You know, whatever. But he literally went on a rant on Facebook. I don't know how many posts he shared. You know, because I'm telling you, he's all about the clout. All about the clout for him. And, whatchamacallit? Yeah, post-fact, after the fact, he was like, can we talk? Like, and I went over and, you know, heard him out because I was like, whatever. And he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I fucked up. I wouldn't say he was trying to win me back. But maybe trying to be friends or whatever. Like, maybe. I mean, maybe he was, like...
No, he was definitely trying to win you back.
But anyways, he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I shouldn't have done that. And it's like, I told him, like, he's like, I was like, I know you fucked up. Like, you don't have to tell me. I'm not stupid. But yeah, that happened. And... Yeah, it happened, like, right before the pandemic. That's why I say my engagement ended.
When the fucking pandemic was, like, starting.
Dude, so, oh, and then that's another thing we joked about. Like, could you imagine if I would have had to have quarantined with him?
Y'all wouldn't have made it through.
He would have literally killed me in my sleep.
He's insane. He was insane, like, because I get it. Like, how Victoria mentioned, like, there is stuff that she obviously acknowledges that she could have done better, like, which takes a lot for somebody to be like, you know what, I did fuck up here. Like, but I think that the thing that happened here was that he just turned into an absolute fucking psycho. Like,
no, literally a psycho.
Like, to tell Victoria, like, and I'm going to share this that you didn't talk about, but like...
No, yeah, feel free, because how, I feel like I just wanted to cover, like, the basics.
How, like, how he kicked you out happened in a span of like a night, where, and we mentioned this before in another episode where we were talking about how you called me. I was home for, was it a wedding in February, and I get this call from Victoria, a message from Victoria, like, hey, can I borrow, I don't know how much money you asked me for. And I was like, Victoria has never somebody to ask me for money, because I mean, we're both like, we earn money and we save it and we're not like crazy, right? Like, she had never done that. So to me right away, that was a red flag. So
red flag.
So I called her and I'm like, are you okay? Like, you've never asked me for money before, like, especially the amount you asked me for. Mm-hmm. It wasn't some crazy amount, but mm-hmm. you know, and I was like, are you fine? Still, like, I don't mind.
It wasn't with like $5.
Yes, I sent her the money, obviously, but I was like, hey, are you okay? Like, what happened? Mm-hmm. And so she starts telling me, like, it's because like my car got locked out, like locked at the fucking
got
the garage, and I need to get it out, but it costs whatever, whatever. And then she's like, doesn't want to come. Fuck, I'll have to bleep that out.
No.
Trash. Okay, hold on, we'll have to. Oh.
It wasn't. No, it's fine. It wasn't so much that because I had to pay to get it out, but it's I needed to get an Uber home.
Yes.
Remember? Because yeah. Because Trash didn't want to go pick me up.
Trash didn't want to go pick her up because Mr. Trash had been at the clubs because that was the day that they kind of had gotten in an argument and
Well, it was like, the day after.
Yeah.
Oh, and like, let me just say, and y'all.
He was on his feelings.
Everybody has to, but I feel like me and my friends, we've agreed on whatever. So his ideology was that, you know, he had said, okay, we'll take space. You sleep on the bed, I'll sleep on the couch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
To me, space is y'all are together. But you're taking space. Okay. So that night, we were sharing each other's location. Because, well, we had always did for, like, since we had been together. Especially with him living in Austin for so long. Like, long distance being a thing. So we just wanted to make sure we were always good or whatever, whatever. So anyways. So, yeah. Taking space. So that night, I was working at the Fairmont downtown. So I had parked in a parking garage that said they were 24/7. Ended up not being 24/7. I got there, the gate was like pulled down, whatever, so I was like, fuck. So literally, I swear to God, I did not check his location prior to calling him. I called him and he was like, yeah, blah blah blah, like all loud, and I'm like, hello, like, can you hear me? So he hangs up or whatever, and I'm like, where? I text him, where are you? And even before texting him, where are you? I hadn't checked his location because I literally just wanted to get picked up. I was thinking he's at home playing video games, doing whatever the fuck. No, he was on 6th Street. Little did I know my car was parked further along 6th Street. So you tell me, how does it look when you're on 6th Street partying and you see your fiance's location a couple of like blocks down on 6th Street, right? So he literally thought I was like stalking him, whatever. But no, my car was parked in a parking garage. It's locked there. All I wanted him to do is come pick me up. And I was like, what? Like, you didn't even tell me you were going out. And he literally straight up told me, I don't have to tell you about what I'm doing right now. We're literally like not together. And I'm like, not together? Like, what the fuck do you mean not together? Like, what do you mean? So yeah. Worst thing, that's when I went ahead and I had asked you to borrow the money because I need to get an Uber home. Cried all the way home from downtown to North Austin because I was like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, I felt so disrespected. And it's just, like, the worst feeling, especially, like, I really did care about him because mm-hmm. he can sit there and tell you, no, she didn't care about me. His friends can also, because
first of they all, had, their yeah. friends are fucking irrelevant.
No, but even his girlfriend.
Some of the fucking most
idiotic
human pieces of shit I've ever met in my entire life. They're irrelevant. The fact that he even
even his girlfriends and his aunt had so much to say to
him. Fuck that aunt.
But anyways, that was triggered. No, they'll go on to say that I didn't love him, I didn't care about him just because of his side of things. They didn't hear my side of things, but yet again, his he's all about the clout. Whatever.
He was throwing himself a pity party.
That I didn't love him and whatever, right? So then the next day, literally, he just walks into the room and he's like, yo, I can't do this anymore. And I'm like, wait, what? So that's what I'm telling you. Like, tell me, what do y'all think? Because he goes on to say, well, yeah, I told you we were on a break and you're over here. I'm like, break? I was like, you said we were taking space. Now we're on a break. That's two different. No, it's the same thing. Like, motherfucker, that's not the same thing. But apparently to him, break, space, same thing, and we were on a break, space. I don't even know what the fuck. And yeah, that's when he was like, yeah, I'm done. And I was like, okay. There was also another situation that occurred where he was like, because if he hears this and whatever, that he was literally yelling at me. First of all, I hate being yelled at by anybody, just in general. I hate being yelled at. I hate being made to feel so small. And he was literally yelling at me in the car in my face, and I told him like, yo, leave me alone. I literally felt like a chihuahua being barked at by a Great Dane. And he was yelling at me, and I told him, like, yo, get out of my face. And he was like, no. And they're crying fucking all crazy. They're crying. And I literally just pushed him, like, away to get out of my face. But he took it as if I fucking, like, punched him or scratched. Went again on Facebook to say, it's different. It's a double standard when a woman could put her hands on a man and a man can't do it. So, like, okay. Not one scratch on you, not one, but okay.
The fact that he left the fact out that you pushed him because he was in your face screaming like
that doesn't matter, Andres.
Like apparently. A fucking psycho fucking human. Like, no, that, no. Mm-hmm. He was abused. She put her hands on me. Mm-hmm. Like, dude. Mm-hmm. Like.
And I also will say that I ended up, like, losing, like, not losing, but just some relations with some family, like, it's just not the same anymore due to, oh, you're like, what family?
They're not family to me.
Yeah, because they saw, like,
they took his side and they didn't even know him. Like, they made him for what, the year they all were together? Like, I think the fuck not family to me. Fucking.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what sucks the most, because obviously, like, that kind of, like, put, like, made things weird for my mom and, well, my family too, obviously. So just me, my two sisters, my brother, I'm like, obviously, like, my nieces and stuff, but my mom too. Like, when you hurt one of us, like, you literally hurt all of us, right? And so to have, like, obviously my family backed me up, and obviously, like, you know, whatever,
your real family,
they backed me up. And so, like, I kind of feel bad for my mom, because that kind of puts her, like, in a weird, like, my mom will still say, like, yeah, things with, you know, that part of the family, it's just not the same anymore, and, like, blah, 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 blah.
Well, what the fuck do they think when they support somebody that, or, like, defend somebody they don't even know?
But also, no,
the
look,
fact, like, that they pretend just, that they were there in the fucking room with y'all when y'all were, like.
But also, let's just say, I could imagine if they agreed with what he said. But take the time. Ask me what happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? They never took the time. They never cared to. They just... I could have posted my shit too on Facebook, but I don't want to be doing all that.
Oh, we're grown-ass adults?
Yeah, but no. They took what he... Because he posted it on Facebook. I didn't post anything. No. He must be telling the truth. And... Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many fucking things to this story that I could not. Like, I was so fucking pissed. I will say, this was after, like, Victoria, yeah, like, they were not together. And it was during the summer of last year, during the whole Black Lives Matter thing.
Oh, yeah, that's
And he posted on tweet.
Because obviously we're part, well, not like a part, but we support the BLM movement, yes. And, you know, all that stuff.
And he had put some fucking tweet.
And obviously he was stalking my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and I will say, when we did meet up, when he apologized and whatever, he had, like, because remember, well, there, like, weird random accounts would see my story.
Yes.
And I remember, like, this one person, I'm like, I bet you it's trash. So I blocked him, right? So then when we ended up meeting up to talk about things, kind of whatever, he was like, yeah, and, like, I had made, like, a couple of fake accounts to literally admitting,
like, dude, that's what I'm telling you. Like, he was not the smartest.
But yet, he's believable.
But see, that's why I was telling you that's why he was trying to get back with you. Because he thought, oh, if I'm honest with her, maybe she'll give me a chance.
Anyways, yeah, he made fake accounts to see my shit or whatever. So, yeah, obviously he would, like, stalk my Twitter and blah, 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 blah.
So he had posted this tweet where he was like, how are you going to talk about, like, BLM when you called the cops on me or some shit like that? Which, okay, motherfucker, you want to get into the fucking nitty-gritty of shit? She called the cops on you because you threatened to throw her shit out and leave it on the side of the road. You told her that she couldn't come to your place to pick up the rest of her stuff. Like, of course she's gonna call the police, because that's her shit. Mm-hmm. Like, also, you wanna play, like, big league? You had her there when you weren't supposed to under your lease. Like, you're not gonna get away with shit, like, thinking that there's no repercussions to the shit that you say. Like, absolutely not. So, I was fucking pissed. So, I was like, bet. So I got on fucking Twitter and I retweeted his ass and I put, well, how about the fucking racist friend that still calls you the N-word? Because, yes, he had a fucking friend who was white who would literally call him the N-word.
One of the biggest Trump supporters I've ever come across.
Ridiculous. How are you literally gonna call out Victoria for being a supporter of the BLM movement, for calling the cops when you didn't even get context as to why he called the cops, why she called the cops? Mm-hmm. It was because you threatened her mm-hmm. with throwing her property out, mm-hmm. you know, not giving her time, etc. But you're gonna still have a fucking friend that is literally a racist and, like, says the N-word in front of you. Yeah, but
what did
he
say? Get out of here with your face. He, like, well, talking about me. How, what are you out here tweeting about supporting BLM? Get out of here with your fake-ass activism.
Activism.
Because, like, I called it. Yeah, he said, he's like, how are you going to be out here supporting BLM but call the cops on me because I had threatened to kick, to throw your shit out? Get out of here with your fake-ass activism. But yes.
No, so that just gives you an insight into the type of person he was, that, like, he literally allowed people like that in his life. Like, mm-hmm. people who have no regard, who don't give a shit, who are fucking, like, I just don't understand how he could have had a friend that allowed him to talk to him like that. Mm-hmm. And his response was always
whatever the fuck. I remember I tweeted one time, but, like, we've talked about it too, like, tell me how. Am I going to be more upset at my African-American's friend calling him the N-word more than what he was upset about it? No, babe, it's because... No, babe, nothing. Like, that's not okay. But, you know, it was his friend, so what the fuck was I going to do? Like, be all crazy? Like, I was like, okay, well, whatever. I was like, that's not okay. Like, I literally... I was pissed off.
And this guy this guy we're talking about, he would literally just say shit like... That it's those typical white people that... have no filter, and then also they're not conscious of the things that they say that are racist. Like, mm-hmm. I remember clearly, I don't know if you remember this, we were at the Super Bowl party that you guys mm-hmm. had, and it was Shakira and J-Lo.
Oh, yes, yes,
and he was like, why are they even headlining? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody even listens to them. Like, and he was, like, laughing at, like, the stuff that they were portraying, like, mm-hmm. their Latin roots. Like, there's a point where Shakira did the thing, like, mm-hmm. because she's Lebanese, mm-hmm. and he was like, what the fuck is that? Like, all, like... So this motherfucker is trash from the start. He has trash people around him, which is the reason why he is the way he is, because he's surrounded by those type of fucking people. Not even get started on his other fucking friends that were other fucking stories, the super, like,
hot ones.
The fucking one that apparently couldn't hang out with people that didn't get girls, when, sweetie, sit your ass down, because ain't nobody going after you. Anyway, I'm gonna be petty.
They would get bitches, Andres.
Do you really think fuck? Do you really think blank would be fucking friends with us if we couldn't get girls? Like, I mean, tell me what fucking girls you're getting, sir. Because
dude, before me, what bitch were you getting?
Period. You know what our petting is coming out, so we're just gonna stop with the tea that they're spilling there. But yeah, this whole thing with Victoria, like, I'm fucking glad that this happened, because this just shows you, like, these things are. As sucky and shitty that they are, like, no, they saved you from...
Could you imagine?
Hell no. I was just glad I don't have to see the motherfucking faces again, because me and Allie were like... There was a point where we literally told Victoria, like, if they're gonna go, we're not gonna go. Because, guys, I'm telling you, like, we know people can have friends, whatever, but you just know when people have, like, the shittiest of friends. And he literally had, like... the worst people as friends, like, surround yourself with good people.
Yeah, we've talked about this before,
because that's important. But él se pasó de verga. He was just like, you know, so yeah, that's a little insight into Victoria's freaking
arrangement
life. And sorry about Fifi, she's just fucking sneezing over here. But
hey, so also to finish off,
yeah, so after all that shit,
all the drama,
we're gonna finish this off on a funny note. The so last literally
I have this guy under my phone as don't answer,
psycho.
And also he's nicknamed the singer. You'll see why in a couple of minutes. But anyways, this guy, we met on a dating app. Well, not even met. We started talking through a dating app. But he was, like, real weird. Like, Andres can sit here and joke around and say, I want somebody to text me every 2 seconds. Not true. I just would want some communication back.
Every 5 seconds.
No. Anyways, this guy, I would literally be at work. And, like, we would be, I would text back. And he would text me. And then he would send me another text. And then maybe another one. And then if I didn't respond in like 2 minutes, okay, hun. Well, I'm sorry for bothering you.
I'm sorry if I said anything that offended you. I'm like, dude, like, calm the fuck down.
Right? And then, so, yeah, just that's basically how that all went. We had talked about meeting up and stuff, but never did.
Because Victoria was like...
I was over it. Like, not gonna... Like, could you imagine meeting up with him? Like, oh my God, I couldn't even say anything because he'd be like, well, I'm sorry, hun. Like, did I, like, hurt your feelings?
No, and I remember reading one of the texts where he was like, I had a very long day. I'm so sorry if I sounded like I was... stress, like I didn't mean to like put that on you, like I'm like, bitch, she's working, like give her a fucking second to like, god damn, like. And I will say, before she shows what we are gonna end this episode with, this whole fucking thing on dating, sex and relationships, months after she goes to him.
Yes, and I will say, I know ghosting is bad. I feel bad for doing it, guys. Yeah, but some of them... I should have just been... I always talk about being a bad bitch, being a girl woman. I should have just told him, like, yo, I'm not interested. Sorry. It is what it is. Didn't do it. But anyway.
We were at Whole Foods one day, and we get there, and she gets a call, and it's a Austin number.
And I was like, literally, I hadn't talked to him. Hadn't talked to him, and I was like, Andres, what if this is the guy? I don't know why. I was like, I felt it.
Because we had gone to do something, and so she had left her contact info. And I was like, no, it has to be this friend. And she's like, no,
I was like, answer it. And then Andres answered it. And I was like, hello?
And the guy's like, hello? And I was like, who's this? And he's like, who's this? He's like, I'm looking for Victoria. And I was like, oh. And he's like, who is this? And I'm like, oh, this is her roommate. The excuse that I gave, I give myself a fucking zero because I'm an idiot. But he was like, oh, I'm just calling because she just like stopped talking to me. And like, I just want to make sure she's okay. Like, I don't know whatever happened, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's fine. She actually went home to the valley and she left her phone here. What?
¿Qué te dijo? Oh, okay.
Well, can you just tell her to call me back when she gets back? I would really like to talk to her.
Like, yeah, definitely let her know. Oh my god, dude. Sinvergüenzas. Oh my
god. Dude, but how embarrassing that you have to call a girl that goes, like, come on. If she didn't talk to you for fucking 3-4 months, like, dude, she's not interested. Like, I get it, she ghosted you and you didn't resolve there, but, like...
No, y luego para acabarla.
So this is the reason why we called him the singer.
Okay, not para acabarla. Oh. But this was in September. In December, he said, hey, remember me? He sent me a pic. Dude, we're fucking me. He sent me a pic. Obviously, I didn't answer. March. Hey. Oh, my Jesus Christ.
Damn, he's still trying.
Oh, thank God he didn't text me on my birthday. Hey, happy birthday. Imagine. Oh, my God. Okay. And this is why... So I remember, like, he had told me, oh yeah, I like singing or whatever. I'm like, oh really? And one day when I was at work, again, I didn't respond. He sent me like 2 or 3 texts, and then he sends me this video.
Now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down?
Get it.
It's only right that you should.
Fucking Mary Carey ass.
You feel that, but listen carefully to the sound of your love.
Guys, he loves to sing.
And what you have, oh, thunder only happens when it's raining.
Yeah, no.
When the rain washes you clean, you know.
Dude, I feel so bad that we're laughing at him, but you just give us the fucking content to laugh at you because
you give us the content. content for our podcast.
Yeah.
But anyways, I remember I saw it and like literally, guys, I didn't even respond. All I did was hard reacted to it.
Todavía. I would have laughed at it.
That's, well, at least I wasn't like, that's really, I loved it so much.
Wow, you're so good. But really quick, yeah, to end it. Victoria has sent me a TikTok one time of some girl that was sharing her dating life, and then she was like,
some guy too, right? Yeah,
some guy singing, and I was like, is this the same guy? And
she was like, no, it wasn't. Yeah, I was like, no, I'm literally just sending it to you because I thought it was funny, but you were like, dude, I thought it was the guy.
Dude, because he sounded the same. Like, okay, if you can't sing, then I'll be sending singing videos, but whatever, that's
dude, but the point. Honestly, props to him, props to the people who send singing videos. I think they could sing because I could never. Mm-mm. Dude, could you imagine this? Rain.
Anyway, well,
and then to somebody that you're trying to talk to,
absolutely not. Do not do that, guys. Just unless you have a very beautiful angelic voice. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed this mess of a fucking train wreck that we called sex, dating, and relationships. Because goddamn,
all the roller coasters.
We've had some experiences, Victoria more than me, but guys, I'm getting into the pool, so I'm pretty sure I will have more stories to tell down the line.
Dude,
but
yeah, I'm fucking tired. I just need a boyfriend so that way I don't have so many fucking stories. Cause
no, they're fucking funny.
I'm tired.
I hope you're single forever so we can just have these
stories. Oh, shit.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed that. We hope you got some good laughs. We hope you understand the shit that fucking happens. Men, stop being fucking pricks.
And also, we hope if, let's say you're not like a fucking psycho crazy guy and whatever, you're respectful, you're respectful gentleman, just understand why some girls come off a certain way. If this didn't sum it up for you, this is just literally this, I feel like this is the tip of the iceberg,
honestly. Yeah, but also if somebody doesn't want to give you the time, they don't want to give you the time, mm-hmm. they don't need to give you an answer, like stop acting like you deserve the fucking
right. But I feel like also some guys are naive and they're like, what, like why are, you know, why do they talk all
this
shit? I guess
you do give them, you give, I don't know, I'm just like, no.
Oh, you're done.
No, people need to just know if somebody says no, it's a fucking no. Like,
yeah, for sure. You know. So guys, that's the end of our dating relationship episodes.
It's sex, dating, and relationships.
Oh yeah.
Because we're talking about other
things. But basically, I mean, I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope maybe we like enlightened you on some things. I hope, especially, I think it was the last story, I hope y'all really enjoyed that one, the singer.
Oh my god, I forgot. You're right.
That's the best, but
what a way to fucking close it. This,
well, yeah, after talking about some bullshit, it's the only way to do it. On a lighter note,
I hope this singer person also doesn't hear that, because that's embarrassing to be known as a singer.
Should I play it again?
No. Please. But yeah, guys, anyways, we hope you enjoyed that. And like I said, there's still so much more things that we didn't, that we thought about after. So we might have to come back to this again later on. But thank you for allowing us to be open. And if any of y'all didn't like it, well, who cares?
Y'all still listen.
I know. Y'all still know that we're whores.
Me?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
You are a whore. I'm a whore. We're all whores.
Oh, whore. I was like,
But anyway, yeah. Thank you guys for listening, and we appreciate it. We hope you enjoyed that. And yeah, let us know if you also had some crazy fucking stories.
Dude,
because
yeah,
we know that y'all
sure,
did. We
sure.
know people. We know. I mean, and we've talked to friends who have also had some horrible shit happen to them. So we know we're not in this alone.
Yeah, share stories. Even if you want to message us, if we can share them, that'd be fun too. If y'all have
we just fucking start talking about everybody else's.
And we like, this happened to me. Like, somebody's like, this is my fucking story, bitch. Fucking starts a podcast.
For real. Dude, we could have also added like friends.
People stories.
Yeah,
because
oh my god, it's crazy.
But yeah, if y'all have any stories that you want to share with us that we could share on the podcast, that'd be cool. If y'all have any questions. Anything, any questions at all, feel free to ask.
Alrighty, well, we'll see you all next week.
Time.
Bye.
Guys. Cállate, a Latino podcast is produced by Andres Llanas and Victoria Martinez, the baddest perras. Theme song written and produced by Dream Big EJ. Sound editing and mixing produced by Dream Big EJ and Andres Llanas. And all the te provided by Andres Llanas and Victoria Martinez. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and write us a review. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Cállate Podcast.